interesting. It's a
Yeah.
fascinating field that you're in, and you're doing such a wonderful service to our youth, really. I commend you for that.
Thank you. Well, I will tell you, part of my long-term plan is that I would like to take our speech language pathologists into the juvenile justice system and work with them, not just with communication issues, but also with reading and writing skills. And reading and writing are, we didn't really talk about this, but reading and writing are language skills, and it is within our scope of practice to address that. However, the way that we do reading and writing that is so integrated and really focuses on exactly what they need with that skill, I think we can really help some kids in juvenile detention. And then long term, I would like to develop a program that would allow any SLP in the nation to be able to use the resources that are already available to us through our national organization to go into the juvenile justice system in their area. I really think that long term, our speech language pathologists need to play a larger role in helping these kids that, you know,
Well,
are
sure.
in trouble, that have the odds stacked against them.
Well, and especially with the statistics that you gave to us earlier.